Chapter 10, Effective Scripture Meditation. Now that you've learned the importance of scripture meditation and some general principles pertaining to meditation, we are ready to become more specific. In this chapter, we will explain our method of meditating on scripture. We believe that you should personalize whatever passage of scripture you choose for scripture meditation. Put this scripture in the first person. Open your mouth day and night to repeatedly say what the scripture you are meditating on says about you. We will give you three examples of scripture meditation. Some of the scripture references in this chapter will be explained in more detail in subsequent chapters. In this chapter, we have chosen verses of scripture on specific topics. In subsequent chapters, the verses from this chapter will be part of several scripture references in the same chapter that are coordinated together. Verse of Scripture to Meditate on. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Isaiah 41 verse 10, King James. Example of Scripture Meditation. Dear Father, I am not afraid of this problem that I face. I know that you are with me throughout every minute of every hour of every day of my life. You are Almighty God. You are much more powerful than this problem and any problem I will ever face. Thank you for your indwelling presence and your mighty power. I trust you completely to provide the supernatural strength that I must have to overcome this problem. Thank you for helping me and holding me up, dear Father. I am very grateful. Thank you for this great promise. I have total, complete, and absolute faith in you and in the absolute reliability of every purpose you have made in your word. Verse of Scripture to Meditate on. They who seek, inquire of, and require the Lord by right of their need and on the authority of His word, none of them shall lack any beneficial thing. Psalm 34, verse 10, Amplified. Example of Scripture Meditation. Dear Father, I am absolutely certain that you will meet all of my needs. I am not afraid. I will not focus on the shortage I face. Instead, I will focus on you and all your promises to meet my needs. You always do exactly what you say you will do. You said that I will not lack any beneficial thing. This means that you will meet the need that I currently face if I persevere in my faith in you and absolutely refuse to give up. Thank you, dear Father, for meeting this need. I praise you and glorify you in the mighty and powerful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse of Scripture to Meditate on. God is our refuge and strength, mighty and impenetrable to temptation, a very present and well-proved help in trouble. Psalm 46, verse 1, Amplified. Example of Scripture Meditation. Dear Father, thank you for assuring me that you are with me as I face this challenge. You have proven again and again that you can and you will bring me safely through whatever adversity I face. You are faithful. I focus continually on the undeniable fact that you are with me and that you have promised to help me. Thank you, Father, for providing a refuge for me. Thank you for giving me your supernatural strength. Your strength is more than sufficient to overcome this problem. You are my strength and my rock. I know that you will help me. Thank you, dear Father. Thank you, thank you. These three examples will show you how we meditate on God's Word. You will use different words as you personalize each verse of Scripture. The key is to take each promise that you are meditating on and personalize it as a promise that your loving Father has made directly to you. You must consistently say what God says. Do not allow your ears to hear your mouth talking about the problem you face. Do not ignore the problem. Acknowledge the problem. Then focus continually on one or more specific promises from God to bring you safely through this problem. You might choose to meditate repeatedly on a specific passage of Scripture. Jack would meditate on Philippians 4 verse 13 100 times each day during his early months as a Christian when he faced bankruptcy and business failure. He used to write the number each time until he had meditated 100 times on God's promise, "I can do all things through His strength." You might choose to meditate on several verses of Scripture that pertain to your specific need. Once again, we recommend our book, What Does God Say? This book contains 1,221 verses of Scripture on 94 topics. Speak God's promises repeatedly. Let your ears continually hear your mouth saying what God says with absolute faith in God's mighty power and the absolute reliability of each of His promises. Fear cannot obtain a foothold in your mind and your heart if you are continually speaking God's supernatural living word with absolute faith in your loving Father. You have a wide and varied choice of Scripture for meditation. This book is filled with hundreds of promises from God's Word. You probably have many other promises from your own Bible study. In addition to What Does God Say?, we also have written many other books that are filled with promises from God's supernatural living word. Each of our 10 sets of Scripture meditation cards contain approximately 75 verses for your meditation. You will find them on our website. Constantly build your pile of Scripture meditation cards. Either use our cards or make your own. Carry these cards with you always. Whenever you are tempted to be afraid, meditate on the Scripture that you have chosen. You should meditate on God's Word during each day and night when everything is going well in your life. You should meditate on God's Word throughout each day and night whenever you face seemingly severe adversity. You are fighting a spiritual battle if you are tempted to be afraid. You fight spiritual battles with your mouth. You fight spiritual battles by continually saying what God says. You win spiritual battles by refusing to talk about whatever problems you face. God does not change. His word is true. Nothing on earth can even begin to approach the guarantee of reliability that your Father gives you regarding every one of His promises. God loves you so much. He gave His Son for you to be set free from all bondage. Quote, God is faithful, reliable, trustworthy, and therefore ever true to His promise, and He can be depended upon. Unquote. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 9, Amplified. If a person who is very close to you makes a promise to you, would you depend on this person to fulfill his or her promise? No matter how dependable this person may be, you can be certain that your loving Father is even more dependable. If you have a close and intimate relationship with God, you will not doubt any of His promises. You will know that He will do exactly what He promises to do. As you continually speak specific promises that God has made to you, your faith in Him will increase steadily. Because your ears will hear your mouth boldly speaking God's supernatural word. See Romans 10 verse 17. Refuse to allow any negative thoughts to obtain a foothold in your mind and from there to drop down into your heart. Cleanse yourself of all negative thoughts. Absolutely refuse to give in to fear. Your Father wants your mind and your heart to be filled with His Word. Make the quality decision that you will meditate day and night on the Word of God, just as your Father has instructed you to do. King Solomon told his son that his word should not depart from his sight. This same principle applies to you. You must keep God's word in front of you throughout the day and night whenever you face adversity. Solomon said, quote, "My son, let not them depart from thine eyes," unquote. Proverbs 3, verse 21, King James. How can you keep God's word in front of your eyes? You can by meditating day and night on the word of God. Your Father wants you to focus on His word continually. He does not want you to allow fearful thoughts to establish a foundation in your mind. He does not want you to dwell on the problems you face. He wants you to continually fill your eyes, your ears, your mind, your heart, and your mouth with His supernatural living word. Your Father wants your heart to be filled with His word because you have consistently meditated on the Holy Scriptures as He has instructed you to do. If you meditate day and night on God's word over a period of months and years, your heart will be filled with the supernatural power of the living word of God. Your heart will sing with joy because it is filled to overflowing with God's word and His power ready to be unleashed. You cannot afford to allow fear to obtain a foothold in your heart. Instead of being discouraged by fearful thoughts, you should encourage yourself continually with a constant infusion of the supernatural living word of God. Your Father wants you to have a glad heart, not a heavy heart. See Proverbs 12, verse 25. He wants your heart to continually sing with joy because you have meditated day and night on His supernatural promises. Jesus said, quote, "Be on guard, lest your hearts be overburdened and oppressed, weighed down with the giddiness and headache and nausea of self-indulgence, drunkenness, and worldly worries and cares pertaining to the business of this life," unquote. Luke 21, verse 34, Amplified. Jesus warned you to be very careful about what you allow to get into your heart. Your heart should not be filled with self-centered concerns. You must not allow worldly worries and cares to get into your heart. Give your burdens to God. Leave them with Him. See Psalm 37, verse 5, 55, verse 22, Proverbs 16, verse 3, and 1 Peter 5, verse 6 and 7. Absolutely refuse to allow any problems you face to bring fear into your heart. Quote, "By sorrow of heart, the spirit is broken," unquote. Proverbs 15, verse 13. You will be depressed if you consistently think fearful thoughts. If your heart is filled with joy because it is filled with God's word, you will not allow the circumstances that you face to pull you down. God's supernatural promises are much more powerful than any adversity you will ever face. Your Father wants you to have a glad heart when you face adversity. He wants your heart to sing with joy because you have much more faith in Him and His great promises than you do in the seemingly severity of whatever problems you face. Whatever you truly believe deep down in your heart ultimately will be manifested in your life. Quote, "As he thinketh in his heart, so is he," unquote. Proverbs 23, verse 7, King James. Your Father has consistently instructed you to fill your heart with His supernatural word by scripture meditation. Your deep heartfelt beliefs will draw God to help you in direct proportion to your faith in Him. Jesus said, quote, "According to your faith and trust and reliance on the power invested in me, be it done unto you," unquote. Matthew 9, verse 29, Amplified. Jesus spoke these words to two blind men before He healed them. He wants you to have deep, strong, and unwavering faith that His resurrection power is more sufficient to bring you through whatever problems you face. Jesus will honor your faith in Him if you fill your heart with the supernatural power of the living Word of God by faithfully meditating day and night on the Holy Scriptures. In this chapter, we have explained how to meditate on the Word of God. We have explained that consistent meditation will enable your heart to be filled with God's supernatural Word. In the next chapter, we will share additional scripture with you about the vital importance of filling your heart with God's Word. We then will look into the Holy Scriptures to see whatever you truly believe in your heart will pour out of your mouth consistently.